From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Iran's president says a framework agreement reached with world powers will protect his country's nuclear rights and provide relief from international sanctions. In a televised address Friday, Hassan Rouhani said the nuclear agreement is an acceptance of Iran's right to enrich uranium on its own territory. He did note the country will be pursuing peaceful goals. The Iranian president vowed that his country will not cheat and will honor all of its pledges in the agreement, as long as the other side honors its promises as well. Thursday's framework deal between Iran and six world powers is aimed at providing relief from international sanctions in exchange for curbing Tehran's nuclear program. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he and his security cabinet are united in their opposition to the framework agreement on Iran's nuclear program. VOA's Scott Bobb has details.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu convened his security ministers after telling U.S. President Barack Obama in a telephone call that the framework agreement with Iran threatens Israel's existence. An analyst with Israel's Institute for National Security Studies, Ephraim Kam, said the agreement has some positive aspects, but these are far outweighed by the negatives.
The Iranian nuclear program stopped for some time, and in a sense, it was pushed backward. On the other hand, there are many holes in this agreement, which should be a matter of concern for almost everybody.
Critics say the agreement allows Iran to maintain all of its nuclear facilities, which it could quickly reactivate if it so chooses. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Jerusalem.
For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Fighters loyal to internationally recognized Yemeni President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi have pushed Houthi militants out of the center of Aden. As Edward Uranian reports from Cairo, President Hadi's forces control most of the southern port city.
Southern Yemen resistance fighters exchanged automatic weapons fire and mortar rounds with Houthi militants in the center of Aden early Friday. The Houthi fighters withdrew from most of the center of the city by midday, including the presidential palace. The governor of Aden, Abdulaziz bin Habtour, told Arab media Friday that southern resistance fighters loyal to President Hadi now control 95% of central Aden. Saudi coalition military spokesman General Ahmed Asiri told journalists the Houthis were trying to show the media that they controlled parts of the city but were being pushed out. The ongoing conflict between the Saudi-led coalition and Houthi rebels has left a vacuum in parts of the country, especially along the southern coast, which al-Qaeda is trying to fill. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
China's former security chief was charged Friday with bribery, abuse of power, and disclosing state secrets. 72-year-old Zhu Yongkang was once the head of the China National Petroleum Corporation. He had accumulated vast power and wealth as he rose through the ranks. He was a member of the Communist Party's elite Politburo Standing Committee, the most powerful body in China. A brief statement on the website of China's top prosecutors said Zhu's alleged crimes led to great losses of public funds. If convicted, he could receive the death penalty or life in prison. French aviation investigators say analysis of the flight data recorder from the German wing's plane that crashed in the French Alps last month reinforce the theory that the co-pilot crashed the plane deliberately. Investigators said Friday the data indicates co-pilot Andreas Lubitz reset the automatic pilot and repeatedly increased the speed as the plane made its deadly descent. Also Thursday, German prosecutors investigating the crash said Lubitz had searched online for information on suicide and cockpit door security in the days before the crash. Voice recordings from the first black box recovered shortly after the incident led investigators to conclude the 27-year-old Lubitz locked the pilot out of the cockpit before the plane crashed. 150 people were killed. U.S. employers hired workers at the slowest pace in more than a year in March, with a net gain of only 126 jobs. Friday's report from the Labor Department also said the unemployment rate remained steady at 5.5%. There was no reaction from Wall Street. U.S. stock markets are closed for Good Friday. For more, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.